In the last 3 years, there have been 461 children aged 6 and younger who received homeless services in Weber County. And that's not surprising if you know that national level data shows that the time of life when a person in the United States is most likely to become homeless is during the first year of life.
Bill Tibbetts is the Associate Director at Crossroads Urban Center. He hopes this report will draw attention to families who are particularly vulnerable during the pandemic. Tibbetts is also concerned about children whose families face residual homelessness.
There's a lot of research about the negative impacts of homelessness on children's health, on children's mental health, on children's educational attainment, and all of those things become worse when children are homeless longer or when that experience repeats, so that every time that they're able to start feeling like life is normal again, they're back sleeping in a room with a bunch of people they don't know.
Tibbetts says increased rents are to blame for homeless problems.
When you have families that were already struggling to make ends meet, when their rent goes up 10% a year and their wages don't, you just have more families getting closer to the edge.
Tibbetts hopes this report will encourage Weber County to have an Affordable Housing Aid Commission, which could bring some of the state's efforts to the local level. In Salt Lake County, they are considering using unused government properties for family-supportive housing projects. Tibbetts says Weber County could consider doing the same thing. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.